This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Grand Junction police plan to charge Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters with obstructing an officer. The misdemeanor comes after she resisted officers' efforts to help the district attorney's office search her iPad. The DA is also investigating whether Peters recorded a criminal court proceeding and then lied about it to a judge. Denver schools and child care centers can end mask requirements on February 28th. Officials say COVID cases are dropping significantly, and nearly 80% of children 5 and older are vaccinated. Officials say masks will still be strongly recommended for staff, students, and visitors. The Boulder King Supers, where 10 people died in a mass shooting, reopened today. CPR's Paulo Schalsetter reports it was renovated from the inside out.
The company installed new lighting and a new internal layout based on community and employee feedback. Susie Anderson and her husband have shopped at the store for 9 years and were excited to see the changes.
Oh my gosh, so beautiful. So much more open. And that mural is gorgeous. It's really comfortable.
In the coming months, King Supers will install a permanent space outside the store that will serve as a memorial to the victims. I'm Paulo Schalsetter, CPR News.
A Denver Realtors group says fewer than 1,200 homes were for sale at the end of January. The average, dating back to January 1985, is 12,000. Realtors expect the limited supply will push prices up even more as mortgage rates climb. You're listening to CPR News.